Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 42 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did wheelchairs, the whole story, and I spoke to Laura Leeson, and she has an Instagram page called Laura's Life on Wheels, so give that a follow. She's wonderful. It's Laura's_life_on_wheels. And yeah, since I spoke to her, I've become a bit more aware actually. So thanks, Laura. So many poos on the footpath. They're not my poos, but like, how does the wheelchair get around them? People parked on footpaths where a wheelchair could not pass. People using disabled parking spaces when they're clearly not supposed to. So it's time to stop. Okay, this week we are doing Bored of Me Hole, because that's exactly how I feel. And I hope you're well. Well, I know you're not well. If you're living in Ireland, you can't be well because we're in another miserable lockdown. And I mean, there is a new well. If you're alive and you're not crying yourself to sleep, that is the new well. So we're just bored off our hole. Sitting down too much, nothing to do. I mean, hiding away in the car again for peace because there's too many people around, homeschooling and all the rest of it. I presume other people are the other extreme, lonely. Just quite a bit of hiding in the bathroom. I don't have piles or hemorrhoids, but I mean, I'm sure that would be a problem if you were sitting too long on a toilet or getting pins and needles. But no, we have to get up and we have to get moving. We still have to get up off our holes and get on with it. January's over now. No more excuses. So, although... great excuse from one of my offspring the other day. She had to send in to a coach how many steps or how far she'd run or whatever travelled for fitness. And yes, I won't say which one, but she was in the back of the car and she was going, "Mom, drive slower, please go slower. No, slower again. How slow can you go?" So I drove a couple of kilometres really slow. And then I realised when we stopped, she had her Strava app measuring the distance, and she'd put in that she was on a bike, so she was going to tell her coach that she had cycled that many kilometres. Now, we were going slow, but I said, look, you couldn't have cycled that fast because, you know, you'd qualify for the Tour de France. So anyway, she got up off her whatever and got out and did a proper run, but I thought that was quite clever. But yeah, you're only fooling yourself. So I went out and about earlier to talk to people, and the first person I met was having an issue with sex, because obviously there's not a lot of chances if you're in a house with a lot of people. And I presume if you're there with flatmates, you know, the walls are thin, there's not much going on. Or if you're single, good luck finding someone. Oh, it's not great. Anyway, although yes, there are sex toys, and apparently that trade is gone through the roof. But I don't know if anyone saw the video that went viral from the BBC the other day. The BBC were interviewing people on a Zoom interview, and the woman in the background, she had a big dildo on her bookshelf behind her. Now, I examined it closely, and I think it might have been a bookend, because, and not a bell end, because it actually was completely useless. Absolutely. Sorry, who's at the door? Okay, just leave it at the door. Thank you. Guys, I'm recording here. Will you keep it down?
We're not talking. Okay, all right.
Sorry about that. Anyway, so delivery man. So that was, where was I on? Bookends. Yeah, so there was a vibrator on the back of, on her bookshelf behind her when she was doing the interview. And I think it was actually a bookend because it looked completely useless. It looked like a chocolate kettle or a paper umbrella, you know, just utterly pointless. I would say it might have been a sculptor or something. Anyway, look, that's her business. But if she did buy it for that reason, I would have to tell her she doesn't know her stuff. So here are the people out and about and what they had to say about being bored off their hole and how they're coping with it. Here we go.
Hi there, I'm doing a podcast, it's called Heal Your Hole, and this week I'm doing Bored Off Me Hole. How are you coping with it? Have you any advice for people or have you any vents?
Okay, apart from the obvious of binge watching Netflix, especially Bridgerton, or actually I've gone into all the Divergent series, which is like teenies, Twilight series, teeny boppers, love, romance. Okay. Bit of love in there.
Did Bridgerton give you the horn?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And did you act on that?
No, because I am bored off me hole. So,
do you have kids in the house? Is that the
A lot of kids, a lot of dogs, and
so when are we meant to get sex back into our lives? Or are we better off without it?
I hope it'll come back. I have good hope. Like, I hope that we'll get a jab for the coronavirus anytime soon.
So maybe we should start riding in the cars. Just go for a drive and have a ride in the car. Because I do lots of stuff in my car. I have a studio in my car.
Yeah, we might get caught for that. Actually,
That's illegal, isn't it?
Dogging, isn't it?
Yes. That's
although
illegal.
Although they do it up Killiney Hill. So.
Do they? I'll just go and have a look.
Okay.
Hi there, I'm doing a podcast this week called Bored Off Me Hole, and I was just wondering, how are you coping with it all? How is it for you?
Pain in my hole.
A pain in your hole?
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
I've had enough now.
You don't look too miserable. Are you just putting on a bright face?
Yeah, for you.
Right, okay.
Is that okay?
And what's the worst thing about it this time?
It's getting to me now. It's just not being able to hug people. I just buried my mother on the 7th of December, and now her sister's after dying, and it's just, I won't even go there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I would give you a massive hug if I could. And the weather doesn't help either.
With this weather, now I'm going to go home, and I don't care whether it rains or it snows, I'm going for a walk for an hour, and that's it.
Well, will you please do that?
I am. Oh, I need help.
And have a little whiskey or wine later on.
I'd have a whole bottle of wine later on.
Good woman. Hi there. I'm doing a podcast, and this week it's called Bored Off Me Hole, because we're in lockdown, obviously. How are you finding it this time round?
I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Like, everything's getting closed. You're barely able to go out, barely able to make contact with family, proper family, and it's just like you want it all to end. Like, there's no real, like, you can only watch television so much and you can only read so much and thing before you start climbing the walls.
Yeah, I watched all of Bridgerton last Saturday, the whole 8 episodes, because I thought there was a series 2 for Sunday,
yeah,
and then realised there was no series 2.
I'm basically recycling through old TV series. I'm reading books, but they can only hold my attention for so long, and then I'm just like climbing the walls.
Okay, and your health wise you're getting along okay?
Yeah, health wise I'm alright. I get out and about, go for a walk, but like it's still like mentally you're still just waiting for everything to go back to normal.
Do you think that there's kind of almost a low humming depression across the globe?
Yeah, because like with my mum, I've a disabled mum, can't get out. She's so disabled that she can barely go out for a walk and she's getting no contact. Like she can, the only way she has contact with any of the family is through phone calls or a visit maybe once a week, and even then it's through a doorway.
And would she normally have had like a bit of physio or something like that she can't access now?
Yeah.
So she's getting worse probably, is she?
Yeah, she said like she used to have go out for physio, she used to go out for walks, and she can't get that much of a thing because like her lot, her physio is outside of 5 kilometres and all of that, and she's like just stuck Okay. And
so you have to be strong for her then.
Yeah.
You have to dig it up from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know if you're finding it in a wine bottle or in a yoga class, but keep reading or watching it because you seem in good form.
Yeah, I am.
Well, listen, look after yourself and tell your mother I said hello and she can listen to this podcast. It'll fill 20 minutes coming out this Thursday. Bored Off Me Hole. Hi there, I'm doing a podcast this week. It's called Bored Off Me Hole, and I was just wondering how you guys are coping through this lockdown.
Good, we're just going outside playing football now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much schoolwork do you have to do?
Not a lot. Some schools get different work, some schools get school and all, Zoom and all.
Yeah, so how many hours schooling are you doing on of a Tuesday, say?
An hour or
so.
Is that it? Yeah.
Okay, what year or class are you in?
Sixth class.
Ah, right. Okay, so it's a bit easier in sixth class. I think it's the secondary school kids have it tougher.
They do.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bond.
Hello, girls. You look a tiny bit bored, to be honest, but you're happy. This week I'm doing a podcast called Bored Off Me Hole. Do you have any advice or any moans or groans or situations to share with me?
Well, I wouldn't say advice, but what we've been doing is, we, like everyone else seemingly in the country, we've took to the sea. But speaking on our behalf, we were doing it now the last 4 or 5 years, so we're not newbies. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing. But, yeah.
So you're not a dry rope wanker?
No, we're not. We have, we're not the dry rope wankers. Mind you, there's one in the back of my car that I refuse to wear. I got it as a gift, but it's there.
I got one as a gift as well, and just 2 weeks after I started swimming, someone gave me one as a gift, which was totally unfair, but I do use it, to be honest.
Well, I mean, if it's there and if the weather's like today, why not? But
have you swum recently?
We were there just back now, having a coffee post-swim. It was beautiful, but the rain held off for us. Not this morning, though. But, we went down for the swim, and as I said, we stood in the rain for about 10 minutes and then decided against it, left.
And why would you not swim in the rain?
Because the clothes get wet.
Because our dry robe.
It's not getting in. It's getting out. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Of course, your knickers would be drenched when you come out.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't even chattering. Why are you not freezing cold? I'd be frozen after coming out.
Weren't in that long.
Right. How long would you stay in?
About 5 minutes. Ten minutes.
That is long when it's like zero degrees.
Yeah.
What else are you doing to stay sane during this miserable time?
Walking, working, eating.
Okay, so you're fine. You don't look like a woman on the about to have a nervous breakdown.
No.
Okay. And are you bored off your hole at any time in the day?
Yes, totally bored, yeah.
Okay. Have you anyone living with you or near you that's bored as well?
Not that bored, no. I have someone living with me, but he's not bored.
Right.
He's out working.
He's out working. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So
grand. Okay, thanks for your comment, ladies.
No problem.
Thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hiya, I'm doing a podcast and this week it's called Bored Off Me Hole. And I was wondering, would you give me a soundbite? Do you have any issues, anything you want to vent, any solutions for getting through this misery?
Well, my daughter is on Zoom a lot and I find that I'm so bored off my hole, I'm listening to her conversations and I'm interested in them. That's not right. There's nothing good about that.
What age is she? Is she like dating fellas online or is she younger?
I want to lie. I'm going to tell you she's just gone 11. She has nothing going on and that's more interesting than my day.
Okay, so you are lobotomized. Like this is as low as it goes. And do you have any solutions for us?
When they say, "Mum, keep out of it, get a life," believe them the first time.
Okay, so how can we get a life when we are literally handcuffed?
Well, when someone tells you a joke, recognise it and don't look at them blankly, because I find that like people are joking so little that I looked at them and my head said, I know you're joking with me, but I know that people don't joke.
Oh, hang on, you've forgotten how to laugh, was it?
Yeah, I forgot how to laugh, and I forgot that we used to have the crack in Ireland.
Right.
And he was dropping in a bit of crack. So then I was like, oh, you're joking.
I recognise that. That's crack.
And I was like, thank you. And I walked away saying thank you. And he was like, oh.
Yeah, because yeah. Are you drinking now? Or have you, you're probably not even drinking anymore, are you? Or?
No, I'm quite boring. I'm drinking less. But also laughter. Like the last few times I've laughed out loud on the street, people have looked, one, are they laughing at me? Or that's a bit weird. Or
you can't be too happy, like.
Can't be too happy. And it's also irregular. It's like something that we don't recognise as much. So I think more laughter.
So it's like we've forgotten to have how to converse, and we're forgetting how to have crack. God, what's going to happen to us?
Well, we're going to get better at not resorting every conversation to end up with the C word. We're going to think of different things. What's going to happen to us?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant see you next Tuesday. Oh, right. Or cancer. Okay, so COVID is the new C word, of course.
Yeah. And I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. As soon as they let us and everyone's vaccinated and healthy, we're going to go out. We're going to pick our parties, sessions, pubs and whatever. And we're not going to come back for 3 days and three nights. They're going to be random people on fields,
okay,
in
gardens.
It's
going to be like the 60s, just big gangbangs.
There is no rules.
Okay.
No one can give out like the 60s.
And we'll just drink weird teas and mushrooms.
And I think I know how orgies were probably invented as well, because like everyone's been on lockdown, locked in. And when people have parties, I think maybe orgies were invented from like lockdowns.
Right. Okay. You've really, really given us some good insights. Now, I think you need to go sit down, or maybe you need to go and watch a comedy and have a good old laugh for yourself. All right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Hi there. My name is Norma Sheehan and I do a podcast every week called Heal Your Hole. This week it's Bored Off Me Hole. And I was just wondering, how are you coping with this shitty lockdown?
I suppose it's difficult, but it's... I don't believe in it. I think this thing is totally exaggerated, and I just put up with it, to be honest with you. And that's, I'm retired, so I don't have to worry about going to work and opening a business or any of that. So it's easier for me, but I really feel for people that are struggling with this, you know.
I'm trying to recreate myself work-wise and kids, trying to keep them stimulated educationally-wise. Yeah. The people I know have COVID, but no one has died, so I've no major trauma. But how you just think it's...
I think it's just a total overreaction. I think that they destroyed the economy, the country, and the future medical and health problems we're going to have are just horrendous. And I think nobody was asked about this, and this is just all the diktat that's been put on us, and I don't agree with it, you know, but I can't do anything about it, you know.
Now, you look very well and you seem sane. How are you coping? What's your outlet? Is it walking? Is it TV? Is it
I do a bit of walking, running. I have a dog, family, you know, so we're all in it together, and we know we take vitamins, look after ourselves, our health, you know, as best we can. And I think that's what people have forgotten about the natural, your body, your immune system, and, you know, what's there, really. They're just relying on pharmaceuticals, which is not the way to go, you know.
No, I utterly agree with you. I'm a bit of a addict for all that supplements and diving in the sea and trying to find...
absolutely, yeah.
Because I would have a tendency to go doolally when I'm left to my own device. But are you good then helping other people up, say relatives or friends who are struggling? I'd say you're...
ladies are going to talk to you.
I'm very sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa, I actually got removed from that premises at the end. It was I won't say what supermarket, but... I'm going to avoid them for a few days. Look, they won't remember me because of the mask and, you know, no face, no case. But I'd go and avoid that supermarket for a while. They weren't happy with me. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't harassing people, but they thought I was abusing customers near their supermarket. Anywho, the C word. God, the C word is COVID now. That's mad, isn't it? It used to be all those other things. And that other man he's right. The only thing you have control over is to stay healthy, mind and body, because you can't can't rely on the government for everything or medicine for everything, so mind yourself. And that poor lady whose mother died, I haven't lost anyone very close to me during COVID, but I just think mourning that and getting over that with a half-arsed funeral will take longer. One second.
Hello? Oh, right. See you, love.
Sorry, there's one of them going out for a run, for a play tour.
See you later.
So yeah, it's pretty rough. I've come up with a few ideas, other than watching Bridgerton, obviously, which if you haven't done, get your ass into it. No, just watch it if you have access to it. I suppose firstly, you know, if you are listening to podcasts or whatever, try and move while you're listening to them, unless you're trapped at your desk or you're in the car or you're in a wheelchair. But just, if, I suppose even in a wheelchair you can keep moving. Other ideas that we have resorted to would be moving furniture. Very exciting. Very exciting. If you move a bed the other direction, or to the other corner of a room, move a table. It's fierce. Oh, it's so exciting. It's literally like going on holidays. Get dressed. That's a biggie. I find that tough. But my husband has put down the foot here, and he's just going that everyone has to get dressed at some point in the day. I mean, fair enough, you might. And in fairness, the kids on their Zooms, some of them, they have to be dressed. They're not allowed to go on the Zooms in PJs. Another one is tidy the attic. You will get mad endorphins if you go up and throw stuff out. You know, whether you skip it or whether you just go to the recycling. Get rid of shit. COVID should have taught us we need very little. Another one that I haven't done is sort out your will. Because, well, firstly, you could die, but it's just something to sort out. And although maybe not, there's a lot of fights with all that crap. Stop baking, stop the takeaways. Yeah, I've reduced my chocolate intake, but unfortunately I've increased my muesli intake because, I don't know, I suppose I thought muesli was better for me, but, you know, they are sugary clusters of whatever, and I don't think a box of muesli a day is any better than 6 or 7 bars of chocolate. I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll get there. Oh, and head lice. I cannot understand how head lice wasn't eradicated during the last lockdown. So we are in a lockdown. This is speaking to Irish people in particular, or any other countries in lockdown. Check your children's heads and get rid of the head lice. It should not come back. Do you get it? Like, it should be eradicated. And it came back to our school last term after a lockdown. Disgrace, like. Anyway, I suppose keep trying to do a bit of exercise. That's another idea. Touch your toes if you can't go anywhere. I find if you place the toilet roll behind you on the toilet, so like when you're sitting, if you put it on the cistern, I think it's called, behind you, and twist your body to get the toilet roll, that is a stretch. Chew garlic is another one. Apparently COVID won't come near you if you reek of garlic. No, you'll smell bad, but at least if you can smell it, it means you don't have COVID. Your nostrils are working. I would like to give a special mention to anyone in hospices or homes at the moment, because I wanted to speak to my friend in a hospice in Cork and find out how bored off their holes they all are. And she said, you know what, I'll talk to you another time. There's too much pressure and there's too much sadness. It is really not good at all here right now, and I'm not even up for a chat about it. So if you do think you're bored off your hole, you know, and you're not on the front line or you're not watching people die all day long, I don't know. Anyway, right, okay, cheer up. So if you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends, or take a screen grab and share it, or follow me on Instagram, Norma Shahan Actor, or I think Facebook is Norma Shahan Heal Your Hole with Norma Shahan page, blah blah blah. So until next week, I'm not quite sure what I'll do next week. Something about dancing, maybe something positive. And we'll try and get someone on who might get a giggler on, somebody who likes to laugh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.